My lord, when you ask me to tell the court in my own words, this is what I shall say. I'm kept locked up here like some exotic animal, last survivor of a species they had thought extinct. They should let people in to see me. The girl-eater, svelte and dangerous, padding to and fro in my cage, my terrible green glance flickering past the bars. Give them something to dream about, tucked up cozy in their beds of a night. After my capture, they clawed at each other to get a look at me. They would have paid money for the privilege, I believe. They shouted abuse and shook their fists at me, showing their teeth. It was unreal, somehow. Frightening, yet comic. The sight of them there, milling on the pavement like film extras. Young men in cheap raincoats, and women with shopping bags. And one or two silent, grizzled characters who just stood, fixed on me hungrily, haggard with envy. Then a guard threw a blanket over my head and bundled me into a squad car. I laughed. There was something irresistibly funny in the way reality, banal as ever, was fulfilling my worst fantasies. By the way, that blanket, did they bring it specially, or do they always keep one handy in the boot? Such questions trouble me now. I brood on them. What an interesting figure I must have cut, glimpsed there, sitting up in the back like a sort of mummy, as the car sped through the wet, sunlit streets, bleating importantly.